Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hey, Kaiser, very good morning to you. Thanks once again for joining us, as you always do. How is this investigation coming along?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Now, the investigation is coming along very well. We have given the report to the president at the end of June, and then we have, before we gave the president the report at the end of June, we did a court application to freeze the bank accounts of Digital Vibes and others, and we were then given 30 days to bring a substantial case, which is the main case where we wanted to set aside the contract. The deadline for that was the 29th of July, and then that's why we then gave filed the papers on the 29th of July to the special tribunal for the matter to start the process, really.
Where does your job end? In other words, obviously you're an investigative unit. You can put it forward. You can, I imagine, make the case to the National Prosecuting Authority. Do you have involvement thereafter? In other words, can you assist in pushing this along so that the case gets heard quicker than we've seen in the past in South Africa?
I don't know whether we can make it be heard quicker, but we have submitted already the referral that we have to do to the National Prosecuting Authority, and they will take it from there, because they might need to do further investigation through the Hawks. Because you must remember, when we do our investigation, we do them with the eye on the civil action. And the civil litigation are done on the balance of probability. Whereas when they've got to look at the criminal side, it has got to be done beyond reasonable doubt, which might be a different kind of investigation that needs to happen. Therefore, I'm not sure, but we will do our part in as far as the other ones, which is setting aside the contract and recovering the money. That is our forte, and that is what we have started now. And then we will, if in case of officials who have done something wrong, we will then make that referral to the department to make sure that they discipline those officials that they might have done wrong.
I found the Digital Vibes story an interesting one, not because it's the highest value of the corruption that we've seen in South Africa, but because it said a lot in terms of the arrogance of corruption and the ruthlessness, maybe, about corruption and the levels that it had reached, that this could happen at the time that South Africa was probably at one of its most vulnerable. That's on the negative side. On the positive side, the fact that the SIU has had, I believe, tremendous success in this and has followed it through in the manner in which you guys have followed it through, and the people of the country have been able to see the circle closing very, very quickly, I think also speaks volumes to it. Did you have the same approach in going into the story, or was this just another investigation on a very long list of investigations?
No, it was for us another investigation, because we did not do anything out of the ordinary. We just followed the money. We've connected the dots as we're supposed to connect the dots. And like we've always said, all our outcomes of investigations are evidence-based. If the evidence leads us to you, it doesn't matter who you are. We will come with the evidence and we will indicate what the issues are. And for us, we just prioritized it purely because of the fact that it happened in a pandemic, in a department that is supposed to be managing the pandemic. Therefore, we had to prioritize it and make sure that it is finalized as quick as possible.
Right. So the message wasn't important. The fact was that the other factors were that it was in a pandemic. It was at a time that these things needed to be dealt with. But you didn't look beyond that, and you don't do that. I guess what I'm asking is, when you can't investigate absolutely everything at this stage. It's a relatively new process. There are years and years of corruption, as we know, in the past. You can't possibly look into everything. I guess the question is, what gives you the focus of one challenge over another, for example, or one investigation over another?
Yes, at the moment, our focus has been to look into the PPE scandal in general. And as you know, we are looking into contracts of about 4,117 contracts. This happened to just be one of them.
Right.
And that is where our focus is, because we were asked to prioritize it purely because of the fact that it has got something to do with the pandemic, and we need that money. We need those resources to be able to fight this pandemic, and that's why the focus is there. Even though we've got thousands and thousands of other investigations that have got nothing to do with PPE that we are dealing with.
Absolutely incredible. We don't have more time, unfortunately, but thank you for the work that you are doing. And I believe it is so much more than about the money. It really does give South Africans the hope and the confidence that these things will be investigated. Kaiser Kakhanyago, Head of Communications and Stakeholder Relations at the Special Investigation Unit.